Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Thomas Mader. Tom is the Chief Operating Officer of OpenLight, a newly formed independent company by investments from Synopsys and Juniper Networks. Dr. Mader's experience spans 27 years across the photonics and consumer electronics industries. Prior to the formation of OpenLight, he led the same team within Juniper Networks. His previous experience includes 6 years at Intel, where he founded Lightpeak, which eventually became Thunderbolt. He also drove innovation at Amazon for 6 years, creating several new devices, such as the Amazon Dash button. Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us about OpenLight?
Sure. Yeah, I've been around for some time, as you mentioned in my bio. I've been in the electronics and the photonics worlds. I've done some consumer, but I've also been in this photonic and optical world. So I'm back now from back into optics.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about OpenLight?
Absolutely. OpenLight, as you mentioned, was formed earlier this year. It was formed in April, and we launched ourselves publicly in June. But the entity's been around for a while and has developed a very cool technology that combines indium phosphide and silicon onto the same wafer. It is literally bonded, a molecular bond. So what that does is it gives us the ability to have indium phosphide based lasers, amplifiers, and modulators on chip.
Right. So for those unfamiliar, what is silicon photonics and why is it important today? You know, how does it differ from traditional electronics?
Silicon photonics is pretty fascinating to me. We're used to the electronic chip industry that has undergone this massive transformation through Moore's Law, where we have these chips that power our cell phones and computers and everything. They're all electronic based. Silicon photonics is using the same silicon that we use for electronic chips, but now using it to process optical signals. So that is, it brings up a whole new set of things that could be done with silicon, sensing, communication, high-speed interconnects. So it's a nice complement to what's done today with electronics.
Great background. So why is OpenLight significant for the industry and what specific market need are you filling?
That's a great question. And OpenLight is a little bit different than your average company. We have a, so first of all, we are in the silicon photonics space, and we just talked about how silicon photonics is bringing the scale of silicon to the optical world. We have this ability to integrate indium phosphide, and what we've decided to do is to open it up to the world, hence our name, which means that we are licensing our technology to foundries. We have a very close relationship with Tower Semiconductor, and through Tower, you can go and access this capability. So we have a licensing model. It's maybe a little bit like ARM. We bring scale, speed, power, cost advantage. We believe we bring a whole next world to silicon photonics.
And you also have a close relationship with Synopsys, one of the leading companies for IP, for photonics as well, and of course, EDA.
Indeed, we have a very close relationship. They are a majority owner of our company, despite that they want us independent. But we do a lot of great things with them. And one of the more tactical things we're doing is working very closely with them on our PDK, which is our main offering. So we make sure that when we offer things through, when we offer our tools, their tools with our PDK, we make sure it's better together with Synopsys.
Well, Synopsys certainly does know PDKs. So what industries do you expect silicon photonics to see the most growth from?
Our first place, a significant and major market for us is what we call the datacom market. big data centers for the hyperscalers, et cetera. So datacom, the 500 meter to 2 kilometer, 7 kilometer, those interconnects moving to 800 gigabit and beyond is our first target. And we're getting a lot of interest there. We also see LiDAR and sensing and many sensing applications where we have the scale we bring, having indium phosphide on chip, particularly with our optical amplification capability. And then there's also the compute interconnects, which is as people are making these compute nodes with high these AI clusters kind of thing, those high performance computing arenas are places where we believe we're also seeing a lot of pull for our platform.
Great. What are some of the challenges that persist for designers and engineers in the industry today that you are helping with?
Today, photonics and silicon photonics, even it's emerging and it's becoming the adoption of silicon photonics in general. All forms of it are increasing, which is wonderful. But it is at an early stage. Standard silicon photonics, people still need to use separate lasers. You have to source that separately. You have to find an attach method. There's some yield challenges. So that is one of the challenges, which we, of course, want to address, having that capability on chip. And there's also, as we alluded to, making the tools, the design tools, come more to the place where electronic tools are at, the EDA. We'd like to see that grow because people do a lot of hand-done Python scripty kind of stuff when they design PICs today. So we'd like to make it easier for people to design PICs as well.
So can you walk us through any recent company announcements that our listeners should know of?
We actually announced the general availability of our PDK and that we have it tightly integrated with Synopsys, the photonic IC design solution, Synopsys OptoCompiler, that we've essentially made that general availability. We've come out of beta, so we're very excited about that.
So where do you see the future of silicon photonics headed, and what are you most excited for in 2023?
I'm very excited for 2023. First of all, in general, silicon photonics, all of our colleagues out in the industry, there's a lot of adoption of silicon photonics as we move to higher channel counts, higher data rates, LiDAR, all these other applications. There's optical computing. I'm excited for all of these applications, and several of which that we wouldn't have known about until we went out and people found us. I see adoption. I'm excited to see the integrated indium phosphide capability take off. I'm excited to enable customers to do things they couldn't do before in sensing, high performance computing, and datacom.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's ever been more exciting in the semiconductor industry, in my career than it is now. And I think 2023 is going to be a very interesting year. It's great to talk to you, Tom. You can be reached at openlightphotonics.com, I believe.
Yes. You can go on the website and you can reach out and you can get a hold of me through that way. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks again for your time. Happy holidays, and I hope to speak with you again next year.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.